Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hi, this is Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo and author of the number one best-selling book, The Codebreaker. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Then call my office at 662-844-1414 and order my new book, The Codebreaker.
Oh boy, what a day, what a day. The news cycle, ladies and gentlemen, is spinning. It's spinning hard. And we got to talk about it. Welcome into the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Glad to see all of you, although I don't actually see you and you can't see me either. It's still good to see you nonetheless on this Thursday. Again, welcome in to the podcast. And if you have not been paying attention today, there is somebody out there supposedly breaking some news about Lane Kiffin and his desire for the Miami job. So we are going to talk about that today. And let's just dive right in. Here's what we'll do. We'll dive right in. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. We're going to dive right in here. Andy Slater, who hosts a radio show in Miami from 3 to 5 p.m. on Fox Sports 640, which is an AM station in Miami. And they are, according to their bio, South Florida's home for the Yankees and the Florida Panthers and FAU. So, yeah, sure. They hear Yankees baseball on this station. But he put out here an absolutely hilarious form. His name is Andy Slater. He called it Slater Scoop. Lane Kiffin would leave Ole Miss for the University of Miami if the Hurricanes head coaching job were to open. Multiple sources close to Kiffin tell me. That's what he said on Twitter. And of course, because again, as I've told you guys before, and it will forever remain the case, anything with Lane Kiffin's name on it will spread like freaking wildfire. And he likes it that way. I mean, this is what we've talked about before. This is what you get when you hire Lane Kiffin. You get his name constantly mentioned in coaching searches. His name just generates reaction. And it feels like he likes it that way. And by feels like, I mean, I know he likes it. He likes it like that. That is just something that he clearly feeds off of. But his name is always involved in everything, but especially big time open head coaching jobs, in part because that's what he likes. Also in part because his agent happens to be Jimmy Sexton, who is the absolute best at this kind of thing. And also because probably there's a semblance of truth to it. It's going to follow him forever. Leaving Tennessee after 1 year is going to follow him forever until he doesn't leave a place. And if he leaves Ole Miss after 2 years, that's going to continue to follow him. In fact, that will just be magnified 10 times over. If he doesn't, it probably still won't change anything because he is who he is and he generates reaction and clicks and everybody just loves Lane Kiffin. But this is an interesting case. The Miami job has yet to come open. It likely will. Most everybody thinks it's going to. I mean, hell, I think it's going to. They fired their athletic director and it just stands to reason that they fired their athletic director because he fired their previous two failed head coaches, and no athletic director should be able to hire a third football coach if the first two did not work out. So that's just the first step in the process, and everybody seems to believe that Manny Diaz is going to be fired at Miami. I believe that to be the case as well. And most people that talk about the Miami job seem to believe they have two main targets, and that's Mario Cristobal at Oregon. You know, he's from Miami. Makes a lot of sense. And Lane Kiffin. Used to coach at FAU, although there are some people that believe Boca is Miami. Boca is not Miami. It's close, but it's not. It's like saying Memphis is Oxford or Oxford is Memphis. They are not. They're close, but they're not the same thing. It's a bit of a drive from Boca to Miami, especially if the traffic's not good that day. But there's the obvious connection there. I think he would do really well there also. I mean, it makes sense. He seems to be the Salt Life kind of guy, right? Although without the bumper stickers. It seems to fit him well, a place like that. So that makes sense to me. It does. It also makes sense to me that he would be interested, intrigued in the job. Makes complete and total sense to me. But here's what does not make sense to me. And I put it out there on Twitter, and I haven't gotten any dissenting opinions yet. I'm sure I'll get some on the radio show later on today. Not from Richard Haydad, but from the text line, because you guys know this. State fans desperately want Lane Kiffin to leave. And so we'll hear about that today. But what does not make sense to me, though, is sources close to Lane Kiffin, multiple people close to Lane Kiffin say that he would leave Ole Miss for Miami if the job were to come open. Maybe I'm reading into this too much. I probably am. I've read into things too much before. I'll do it again, too. But that strikes me as entirely implausible. Like, entirely implausible. In fact, I don't believe it at all. And here's why. Because when it comes to the potential opening at Miami, when it comes to that, Lane Kiffin has all of the leverage, all of it, every single bit of it. Lane Kiffin has all the leverage when it comes to Miami. If he does want the job, which I believe, truly, I believe that to some degree there is interest there. It is the U, after all. It is in Miami. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Miami. It's a pretty sweet place. Like, if I could afford it, I would love to live in Miami. If you have millions of dollars in Miami, it is a sweet place to live. True. Absolutely true. But it does not make sense to me at all that people close to him would have that leak out there. Because there's a thing called, in my mind, there's a thing called leverage. And like I said, I think Lane Kiffin has all the leverage over Miami because right now he is in the SEC West. Right now, he has a team that's ranked, what, number 11 in college football? Top 15 team. Likely going to go to an Access Bowl. If they win the Egg Bowl, they'll go to an Access Bowl. That is a guarantee. If Ole Miss wins the Egg Bowl, they will be playing in an Access Bowl. So you've got a top 15 team. You are in the best division in college football. And if need be, Keith Carter is going to pay whatever it takes to keep Lane Kiffin, if that's what it is. There's talk that Ole Miss would go up over seven if that's what it took to keep him around, $7 million a year. Right now, Lane Kiffin is currently making millions more than Manny Diaz, the current head coach at Miami. With bonuses and stuff, he would make like near double what Manny Diaz is making. The last salary number I could find was Diaz is making just over $3 million a year. With bonuses and stuff, Kiffin will be up over five. After beating Vanderbilt, he'll get a bonus. Going to a particular bowl game, he'll get a bonus. If he's the coach at the end of December, he'll get a $500,000 retention bonus. I mean, all the bonuses in his contract will get damn near close to double what Manny Diaz is making right now at Miami. So in Kiffin's current position, he's got all the leverage. He can say, hey, when Miami does call, if they do, hey, I'm in the SEC West. Got a number 11 team in the country, top 15 team. I'm going to an Access Bowl. I've got an administration that's financially committed to me. They're about to do a bunch of these facility projects. Y'all better pay the hell up. You better pay up or else don't call me again. That's leverage. He's got that. Nobody close to him would be leaking that he would take the job if offered. Because if that is the case, that removes that leverage. That doesn't put Miami's feet to the fire in that case. I think that this is nonsense. Because I believe, unless I'm way overthinking this, I believe that Lane Kiffin and Jimmy Sexton are too smart to have, oh, guys, I would take your job. If it comes open, I'm taking it. I'm there. I don't think it works like that. There's a lot of things that Miami has to do in order to pull a guy like him. And I don't think it's in anybody's interest in Kiffin's camp, whether it be Sexton or himself, to have it out there that I'll take your job. I think that would be a terrible negotiating move for them because he's got all the leverage. He's got leverage over Ole Miss already. And it doesn't need to be put out there that I will take the Miami job if offered to get Ole Miss to pay. They're already prepared to do that. And if he really wants a Miami job, if he's really interested, this isn't the way to get them to pay the way that Ole Miss will pay him. To me. This doesn't make sense to me. I think all of these things can be true at once. I think this guy is kind of full of it. I don't think anybody, quote, close to Lane Kiffin is running around telling people that he will take the Miami job. He'll take it if it comes open. Doesn't matter. He's there. I don't think a single person close to him is saying that at all. That would be bad negotiating, in my opinion. It would be bad negotiating. I mean, honestly, think about that. Yeah, I'll take your job if offered. Yeah, you pay your head coach like half what I'm getting paid. And no, there's no shot. There's no shot. Two, though, I do believe that he is interested. To whatever degree it may be, I believe that he is interested in the job. So I think both of those things can be true at once. This guy's kind of full of it. Also, he's interested. I also believe that he's got all the leverage right now, and this would compromise that to whatever degree it may be, but I believe Jimmy and Lane are smarter than this. I think that they are smarter than this. Because I'll take your job, guys. I'll take your job. Does not get them to pay what needs to be paid. Miami really, if they want to pull this off, really have to change the way they are financially committed to football. Because right now in their current form, it ain't happening. They've got to really pay up. And you want to know how you get those people to pay up? You make them. You want to know how you make them? Leverage. And letting them know you'll take their job if they offer it, that's not leverage. But that's just me. I wouldn't dismiss Miami. I really wouldn't. I really would not. I think that there's a lot of things going on here. But I will tell you this. Miami has to dramatically change the way they're committed to football. Dramatically. If they want to pull a coach from the SEC West who's got a school that will... is prepared to take him up over seven. If that's what needs to be done to keep him, that's what will happen. Miami's got to change a lot if that is the case. This is what you get, guys. Unfortunately, this is just what you get when you hire Lane Kiffin. This is what you get. He relishes in this stuff. And so do the people that get the clicks off of this stuff. No doubt about it. You just get used to it because this is how it is. It's how it's always going to be, regardless of what happens. However, in this situation, in this particular person, let's just say I don't buy it. I do buy, though, that he's interested. I buy that. I don't buy that it's, oh, I'll take your job if it comes open. Easily. I'm taking it. I'm gone. See ya. I don't buy that. It's bad negotiating. And I don't think it will go down like that. So, usually it's not good in this business, I suppose, to do the whole, all of these things can be true at once against its fence straddling. But I also don't think that builds trust with an audience. I think you guys might trust me a little bit. I think so. So that's how I see it. I think all of these things can be true at once. This, quote, report is bogus. I think it can also be true that he's interested in the job. I think it can also be true that Ole Miss is prepared to financially commit in ways that Miami has not been anywhere close. But I wouldn't dismiss Miami. I think all of that can be true at once. And so here we are. This is what you get when you hire a guy like that. I do know, though, I do know for a fact, and also because he has said it out loud, Keith Carter and Ole Miss are fully prepared to not make it about money. If he leaves, unless, you know, LSU offers him that Godfather $12 million a year, whatever that number may be, and when it comes to Miami, it won't be about money. If he leaves for Miami, it's not going to be Ole Miss could not pay more, because they will. they are prepared to do so for whatever that's worth. So those are, I don't know, 12 minutes of thoughts on that. The podcast is brought to you by ABSMS.com, Advantage Business Systems. If you're in the market in the state of Mississippi, anywhere in this state, if you're in the market for office technology, if you're a business owner, you make decisions at your business when it comes to the purchasing of office technology, anything from copiers and printers and phone systems down to cloud storage and data security and everything in between, office technology, ABSMS.com is the website for you to go to. Tell them I sent you. They'll give you a complimentary office technology assessment so you can find out what they offer. They'll try to fit something within your budget, and all that's complimentary to you. Just let them know that I sent you. Also, LB's just across from Kroger on University Avenue right there in Oxford. When you go by LB's, tell Greg and the good people there that that I sent you, and try one of their daily lunch specials. They're open, or those are available Monday through Friday around lunchtime, but they are open 7 days a week. So if you're going to be cooking with meat, get that started at LB's. It's the best place in Mississippi to do it. I've been everywhere in the state. It's the best place to do it. And that is right across from Kroger on University Avenue, smack dab in the middle of Oxford. There is a game this weekend. So through all this noise, there actually is a football game this weekend. And this will be, guys, the last time, the very last time you will get to see Matt Corral play in Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. And so I'm not going to fan shame at all. I understand why. If you choose to not go to this game this weekend, I understand why. I will not fan shame you. The high is going to be 63 and partly cloudy. It's going to drop pretty dramatically down to 32 at night. So it'll be a little cold. Vanderbilt's very, 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 very bad. And so I'm not going to say... I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to complain about fan support or tell you that you guys are bad fans if you don't go to this game. However, if you are on the fence, first of all, you can get tickets for $25, and I imagine they're going to even reduce them more possibly. But right now, you can get tickets for $25. They'll also throw you a ticket to the basketball game or a basketball game. I think it's Mississippi Valley. So essentially, you're just paying for football tickets because I know most of you won't go to the Valley basketball game for $25. It's a good deal. It is. So you can get tickets for cheap. You get all day to tailgate in the Grove or go to the square and hang out and all that stuff. I would encourage you to go if you're on the fence. Especially because of number two. There's a chance that you don't have quarterback play like this again. He's going to go in the first round. Knock on wood, barring injury, he's going to go in the first round. Well, it'll be the first-round pick at quarterback since Eli Manning. Ole Miss doesn't have first-round picks at quarterback in their history without the last name Manning. It's a very bleak history of quarterbacks in the draft. This kid is special. The team itself is special. I mean, hell, guys, they're in the top. They're number 11. They win the Egg Bowl. They're going to an Access Bowl. For the price and for the memory, I think you should go. And I will not do this again. I swear, I'm not a fan shamer. I have been impacted. My family, my little family, the three of us have been impacted greatly by the pandemic. We had some stuff happen to us financially during that. 40% of the country either lost their jobs or lost wages. And guess what? That happened to my family. We are part of that 40%. It hit us hard. Really hard. And I know a lot of you are the same way. So I'm not going to fan shame you. I'm not going to say you're bad fans for not going. I'm not going to be that guy. I see the trend nationally. I see the empty seats in Tuscaloosa. I see them in Auburn. I see them in Columbus, Ohio. I see them everywhere. They're everywhere. So I'm not going to do that. But I am going to encourage you to go see Matt Corral play one more time and see this team play, but especially him. Because you can do it for $25. And I think you'll regret not doing it. And I don't know you guys. You don't know me personally, not on that level. But I think if you are on the fence, you should go see this game. I know it's a bad team. Ole Miss is going to win by a lot. Hell, you won't even get to see four quarters of Matt Corral, truthfully. You won't, but you'll get to see him for one last time on that field. I think you need to do it. That's just me giving some advice. Because when he's gone, you'll hate that you didn't get to go see him play in an Ole Miss uniform one more time. On top of that, they'll be undefeated at home. They would have successfully protected their home field, which is pretty impressive. And this is a hell of a team. It's a good team. They're fun to watch. It's good energy around that team. I think you will regret it if you don't. So that's the only time I will ever say that fans need to do something. You need to go see that game. You need to go. Because I think you'll regret it if you don't. For whatever that's worth. I know that's not much, but for whatever that's worth, I think you need to go. So just get used to this Kiffin stuff. I mean, we'll see what happens. I know Keith Carter's prepared for it. I know he is. We'll see if it's enough. We will see if it's enough. But don't sweat it until you need to, I guess is the advice I'll give you. Because right now, I don't think there is a need to sweat it. Not yet. So anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Enjoy yourselves this weekend if you go, and try to enjoy coaching search season. Try your hardest. And I'll talk to you again soon. Y'all have a good one.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.